producer in the world is trying to decide whether to air videos of a former vice president being murdered. That poor anchor has a half dozen people arguing in his ear.
He's doing a decent job, given the circumstances.
She dropped her eyes to her phone. The shooting wasn't trending on Twitter yet, but it would be soon. Her feed was cluttered with various versions of, OMG, Alvin Myers is dead, and who bothers to assassinate an ex-VP? One tweet stood out. A wobbly cell phone video claiming to show the moments just before he died. Posted by someone at the event, the video showed the crowded rooftop of the Watergate. On the left, two bartenders in black and white poured wine behind a curved wooden bar. Waiters shifted in and out of the shot, setting glasses on trays, then disappearing from the frame. Between the bar and the railings that separated the rooftop from the sky, 40 to 50 people chatted in small groups, sipping drinks. Some stood by the railings, staring in the direction of the apartment buildings and hotels that loomed across the Potomac.
"Looks like a typical D.C. cocktail party," Cole said.
"You know what it was for?"
"I saw something on the scroll about a fundraiser for a world literacy program, something like that. Alvin Myers was one of the more involved former vice presidents, boards of directors, international foundations, that kind of stuff."
"Why didn't he run for president?"
Cole shot him a look.
"Really?"
"What? I don't follow politics."
"There are a few videos of him being a little handsy with female interns. Nothing too bad, but enough to get him burned alive by the Democratic base."
"I thought getting handsy was a requirement for being president these days," Warren said.
"Myers made millions as a private citizen. That could also be why he didn't run." Cole held the phone between them as the Twitter video made a quick, disorienting pan to the right, as though the person holding the phone had been bumped or turned quickly. The shot was now centered on a glass door where Alvin Myers entered, flanked by two men in black suits. The one on the left muttered into the sleeve of his jacket, "Secret Service." Myers was blandly handsome, tall, with silver-white hair and a constant smile that was probably necessary in his line of work, but struck her as phony. For the next 30 seconds, the video followed Myers as he shook hands, slapped backs, and repeated different versions of the catchphrase he'd used for years. "What's good for the world is good for America." Then, in an instant, Myers' hand shot to his neck like he'd been stung by an invisible hornet. He dropped out of the frame. People screamed. A Secret Service agent pointed at the railing. The other agent crouched, also disappearing from the frame. The video jerked and showed only a blur of backs and flailing arms. A shriek pierced the scene. A woman shouted, "Myers is down!"
"It came from over there,"
a man called. The video jerked again, a shot of heads and sky, then ended. Cole scrolled for a few seconds, looking for information or other videos, then glanced at Warren.
"No footage of Myers after he was hit, and no footage of where the shot came from, at least not yet."
"Right away, Secret Service would have had Myers in the elevator, then in the back of his armored vehicle racing away from the scene. Protocol, even if they knew he was dead."
Warren pressed his hands to his cheeks and let out a long breath of air, his pressure release valve.
"If he was the president, they'd have had bags of his blood in the limo. Not that it matters if the shot was on target."
Warren nodded at the TV. The broadcast was back from commercial and the anchor had recovered his composure.
"Initial reports from the scene, and please keep in mind that these are unconfirmed reports, but initial reports from the scene indicate that the shot may not have come from someone on the rooftop, perhaps a neighboring building, we're being told."
The anchor paused, focusing on the voice of the producer in his ear.
"For those just joining us in breaking news, former Vice President Alvin Myers was shot and killed this evening, and we will be here all night with special coverage of his death and his legacy. Stay with us."
"First thing that pops to mind," Cole said. "How does Alvin Myers connect to Raj Ambani?"
"I don't know much about him."
"Moderate Democrat, four-term senator, two-term governor of Virginia before being picked for VP."
"And he cashed in when he left office?"
"Yep. $150,000 per speech, seven-figure book deal, the works.